Pittsburgh.
An eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east, to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. All came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
Ah, happy Halloween! At least what's left of Halloween. Were you out trick-or-treating, pretending you were a kid again? Or did you raid your child's candy? Oh, my, oh, my. There is something about Halloween, I think, that does bring out the kid in some of us anyway. I saw a lot of adults dressed during the day, whether they were working in the grocery store or if they were out at even one of the diners we went to, and it was cute. I think one of the most creative costumes I saw was a guy had a cereal box on a placard around his neck, and it said killer across it, and then he had a blade that looked like it was going through his head, and he was carrying a blade, a fake blade too as well, and it was, I don't know, it was just very clever. It was an easy costume, and it was pretty clever, so bravo. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Maybe you opened some doors, gave out some candy, maybe even dressed just for fun. A lot of people, like I said, get into Halloween, and others shut their door, put all the lights out, and hope that all the kids go away and stop ringing the doorbell. It is eating season. Let me tell you, this is when people start to really chow down, because now you've got Thanksgiving coming up and then Christmas and Hanukkah and everything else in between. Nathan Reeder is our technical maestro here on this version of ATN. And Nathan, I have to think that you, like me and so many other people, when you were a kid, you probably ran all over the neighborhood and got just gobs of candy. Do you remember what your favorite candy was? Nestle Crunch. Wouldn't that taste so good right now that you said that? Ooh. Oh, Nestle Crunch. You know what I liked? I liked the Paydays. And that's got to be a zillion calories. I don't even know how many calories are in that thing. You know. I mean, you're talking about, yeah, peanuts, caramel, and, you know, salty beyond. It's like you just ate a whole bunch of salt. But it's incredible tasting.
Oh,
yeah.
Twix, too. I like that. And malted milks? What were those? Malted milk.
Oh, milk balls. Yeah, the malted milk balls. Yeah, I would still like those. I could still eat malted milk balls. Absolutely. Yeah. It's funny. Halloween, too, I think what happens with a lot of people, if you do give out candy and you're not even sure how many kids you're going to get, it's hard to judge that with now some kids not trick-or-treating, or they're trick-or-treating in church parking lots. They have special things, and there's safer ways to do it and whatnot. So you can never tell in neighborhoods. And I think what happens with a lot of people is if they don't donate the candy somewhere, they just end up ODing on candy because they have so much leftover candy that they make themselves sick eating, you know, way too much of it. But I'm like Nathan, I would say Twix, Payday, and probably, and it's been so long for me too, I would say, he says Nestle Crunch, but I would say Hershey Bar would be my thing. Just a plain chocolate.
Classic.
Just a plain chocolate. Yeah, I'm the classic person. I like the plain chocolate, Don't give me all the other stuff in it. And not even the fancy chocolate, because it just doesn't, it doesn't taste the same to me. When people pay for Godiva, and no offense to Godiva, because, you know, so many people get it and eat it. But I like just that plain Hershey's bar. I'll never forget, since I grew up in New Jersey, not too far from Hershey, Pennsylvania, the first time I had a school trip and they took us to Hershey Town, and it's an amusement park, and all the lampposts are giant Hershey Kisses. I thought that was the coolest thing. And you would tour the factory. You got a quick tour of the factory while they were, you know, you could see them making the chocolate and everything. And when you left, they gave you information about the factory, but in the packet they gave you a giant Hershey bar. I mean, that was the best. It was awesome, I have to say. So if... Oh! All right, so we have Dan, who wants to tell us about a ghost story. And perhaps he has a favorite candy, too, as well. Maybe some of you have a favorite candy. Oh, if Ben Fuchs could hear us, he would kill me. It's not, because this is, has nothing to do with Brussels sprouts or carrots or any of the good things that we're supposed to be eating. All right, Dan, you have a ghost story for us. Let's hear it.
Okay. First of all, I went trick-or-treating at the Red Light District and got the hell beat out of me.
I bet. Man.
I can't
I believe you, too.
I kept yelling trick-or-treat, and the pimp kept bam, bam, whack, whack, whack. Ah, dang, it was terrible. Okay, here
I
we go.
I believe it.
It'll take a couple minutes, but here we go. In Ohio, there's a place where a friend of mine, he's passed on now, used to work at the Ford Motor Company, and every Halloween they had this thing that people would go out to Gore Orphanage Road. Now, Gore Orphanage was a place that took care of the orphans from the Civil War, and it burned down one night, and the whole place caused a whole bunch of children to perish. Well, right out there, that was really spooky. I mean, all around, you'd have crickets and frogs and the usual sounds, but when you got there, it was just dead silent. So it got to be kind of a thing that if you had nerve, you went out to Gore Orphanage Road and you'd walk around because strange things happened out there. So him and his girlfriend and another guy and his girlfriend all jumped in his Dodge Charger and drove out to Gore Orphanage Road and started to walk around. Well, all of a sudden, out of the woods came this white fog, and it just kept coming and coming and coming and coming, and it covered all the ground, and then it covered his car, and it just kept on going back into the rest of the woods. And they all of a sudden had this strange feeling of the hair coming up on the back of your neck that something was wrong. So the girls got scared, and they got kind of freaked out, too. So they all ran back to their Dodge Charger, jumped in it, and turned on the lights, and on the hood of the car came these small little tiny child footprints up to the window, and a face looked in at him. He fired that puppy up, took off down the road, and just about wrecked trying to get away from there. That's a true story. It really happened. Mike was straight as a string, I swear to you. The guy didn't make up anything.
Oh, that would be so scary to be in that position. Dan, thanks for sharing. I would have hit the gas, too. Are you kidding me? Wow. So a real true Ghostbuster story. Ever think about being in a reality television show? We keep talking about how crazed people are for reality. We're going to go a little deeper next on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Amanda Bosold here from Midas Resources. Today, October 31st, 2013, gold opened at $1,326.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,374.54, $687.27 for a half ounce, or $343.63 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,374.54, $687.27, and $343.63. Happy Halloween!
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What spring is like on Jupiter. In other words,
so we know the premiere of Duck Dynasty this season. You had 16 million plus viewers tuning in to watch. And Halloween, it was all about Duck Dynasty. Everywhere I looked, I saw people in camouflage and with beards. I mean, I'm telling you, hands down, I think the Duck Dynasty thing has exploded even bigger. It just seems to get bigger and bigger and bigger. There's no doubt reality television is huge and here to stay. And some of the shows are really good. Some of them you could question, but they're popular. You know, what makes a television show popular? It's the magic. It's the secret. It's the what's the secret sauce in all of the what goes on behind it and what shows are actually chosen. So in our virtual green room, happy to have TJ Mercer, reality television coach, is the author of So You Want to Be on a Reality Show, Insider Tips to Make the Cut. She's got a massive resume. We're talking about TJ has a massive resume from all over the place, whether we're talking about MTV, VH1, Bravo, NBC, ABC, blah, blah, blah. I mean, I could go on and on and on. And I'll tell you what, I can't tell you how many people tell me they have a great idea for a reality television show, but I don't know if they would actually make the cut. Hey, TJ, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Kate, I'm so excited. And is she talking about me? Okay, she's talking about me. How's it going?
It's awesome. It's like you heard me say about Duck Dynasty. Now, if you got
isn't
pitched
crazy,
that show,
isn't
it is.
It crazy,
I don't,
though. It's
would
crazy
you,
how
would,
that happened.
Would you have thought that would have exploded the way it did?
You know, I'm totally surprised. Those guys are making like $40,000 per public appearance.
I know.
$40,000 per public appearance.
Wow.
And, you know, the thing is, you know, in your setup, you know, what is the fascination with these kind of things? And you know what? It boils down to their subcultures that we have a fascination with. We want to know about these little niche subcultures that we're not normally exposed to on a daily basis. So you think like about Honey Boo Boo and the Duck Dynasty and the Swamp People, and then, you know, I think TLC had the Little People Big World. We're just fascinated.
Yeah.
So that's what makes it a hit.
Yeah, so when, if somebody, do you get pitched all the time? Do people tell you, oh, I know somebody, they have this idea, blah, blah, blah? Do you hear that all the time?
Okay, I actually do hear that all the time, and I kid you not, literally right before the interview, I actually was rushing home from a meeting with one of my clients who is having a meeting in at the network tomorrow for his concept, and we get it all the time. And here are the three things that I ask anyone that I coach with when they tell me, you know, I've got this great idea, or anybody, everybody tells me I should have my own show, and I ask them, okay, that's great, but what will make the show sellable to the network, what makes it marketable to the advertisers, and what makes it teasable to the audience?
Sellable, marketable, and teasable.
Sellable, marketable, and teasable. Because what will keep me glued in? What will keep me glued in from not only week to week, but what keeps me glued in through the commercial breaks? We're an instantaneous generation, so our attention spans are like gnats. You know, so I've got to have something engaging to keep you glued even through the commercials.
Yeah, yeah, I get you. Absolutely. Did you think, you know, how did you smash into this? What got you? I mean, obviously you had a massive background in network television across the board in a lot of different forms, you know, as a TV editor, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
How did you become a reality coach? How did you start doing all of this?
You know, it's funny. I have to share a secret with the audience. I actually hate writing, and I wrote a book last year, my first book, didn't want to write it, wrote it in a week, and it went on to win 3 Beverly Hills Book Awards and has been downloaded, you know, it's now on 6 continents. But, you know, that doesn't make a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? It's like you have to have a whole different thing. And so I woke up Easter morning and decided that, okay, I'm going to write another book today, and it's going to be about reality shows. And it just kind of took off from there. And when I look at, I have worked in every single genre of reality TV. And between my expertise and my friends who have, you know, are casting directors for like The Voice and America's Got Talent and Idol, and even, and I want to make that also the differentiation, because when people hear the term reality TV, they think of The Notorious. Like, we've been talking about the Duck Dynasty. We've been talking about Swamp People. But the fact of the matter is reality TV includes your HGTV shows. It includes the show that I'm actually going to start editing on Monday called My Cat from Hell. It's Animal Planet's number one show. And so it all involves casting. And so I thought, you know what, I'm going to tap into my knowledge and help people sometimes land on these shows. And it's just been great.
Yeah. What thing are you most proud of when you look at reality or a direction you steered someone in? There's got to be one thing, at least recently, that stands out in your mind. What's your one, that's my moment. I did that, or I helped them. What's the biggest moment for you?
Oh, that's a great question. I've never thought of that. Let me think. You know, it's when I actually get to see the shows and watch the social media feeds ablaze. And I'm going, they're talking about my scene, you know, they're talking about my scene. Or it's like even meeting with my client tonight who is so excited that he's one step closer to, you know, getting his show on network, or my client who is in the top 5 running for a Food Network show. So it's just kind of one of those things. I like to see other people happy. I like to hear the excitement in their voice. So what just feeds my happiness is hearing when I get the call like, oh, my God, guess what? You know, so I love those moments. I don't believe this. Are you sitting down? You know, so
I love that.
I love those moments.
And it's across the board. Like, food obviously is really big. HGTV is still really, really huge. But I think there's room for a few more superstars with HGTV. What do you think?
The network closely because I kind of just been bogged down. But, you know, I always tell anybody, if you want to land on a reality show, there are thousands of hours of program that have to be filled. You can find you a show. It doesn't doesn't matter if you start off on a little show. For instance, Snooki started off on MTV's, you know, little-known shows before she hit Jersey Shore. So if
right.
you want to be on a reality show, whether or not you want to be, you know, a star or whether or not you just want to have your kitchen done for free, there's a show for you, and that's what I teach my clients.
Wow. So cool. I love it. The you know, when you're talking about what people have to do, and you said, you know, what's sellable, marketable,
teasable,
which is mm-hmm. so huge. The teasable thing, I agree with you, is so big. Do you think mm-hmm. we just scratched the surface? Do you think reality television is going to explode even bigger?
You know, no one believed it would be as big as it is now, you know. So, you know, it could go in so many directions, and we're just going to keep pushing the envelope because, again, we are an instantaneous generation with the attention span of a gnat. So it has to, you know, it has to evolve, and I'm excited to see what it involves, you know, evolves into. But I absolutely think that, you know, things will come through and surprise us. You know, not talking about reality, but scandal. You know, scandal has come through, and there's, you know, scandal has blown away the rest of what's on television now. So I think,
yeah.
you know, with the creative people, we're just going to keep pushing the envelope and seeing what's out there.
Yeah, I agree. I love Kerry Washington. Love the clothes. Love the show. Absolutely.
Girl, we can have a whole nother segment, just an hour of us talking about how great scandal is.
No kidding me. There is. I totally agree with you. All right, so if somebody wants to get in touch with you, how can they get in touch with you?
They can actually visit my website at www.icmeontv.com. Again, it's www.icmeontv.com. And there you can get the book, which has over 100 casting tips of how to increase your odds of making the cut. And these things come from me, as well as secrets that I couldn't even name some of the people who have helped me on the book, because they were giving me such juicy insider information that you're not going to find anywhere else.
Yeah, I love it. TJ, thanks so much. TJ Mercer, terrific stuff. You have such high energy. I love it. Thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Oh, thanks for having me. And please wrap yourself in a hug for me and give yourself a big squeeze.
I will. I love it, girlfriend. Keep doing what you do. We'll talk to you again sometime.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Man, she brought up you know, that scandal show. It's she's right. It's incredible. That's the buzz in the backyard. If someone's watching television, the one show that they talk about, and what's happened in Scandal is so similar to what's happening in Washington, D.C. and other areas. I think that's probably why, because it's art mimicking life and life mimicking art. I don't know. All right, speaking of D.C., what's happening, the latest, we're going to go there next on ATN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
I needed somewhere to hang my head without short news. You gave me something that I didn't have, but had no use. I was too weak to give in and too strong to lose. My heart is under arrest again, but I break loose. My head is giving me life or death, but I can't choose. I swear I'll never be there.
So have you torn through all the candy that you didn't hand out yet? Be careful with that. Man, I'm telling you, you can make yourself sick. Make yourself sick if you eat too much of that stuff. Kate Delaney hanging out with you on this post or Halloween night, depending on where you're getting us right now across this great country and beyond. Big shout out to Sammy and the boys in the UK. They've sent me an awesome picture and told me that they're listening to America Tonight. Also, Sandy listening to us in Madrid. So we've got some people in Spain that are listening. I have to do a big old road trip. Wouldn't that be fun? Maybe I'll drag Nathan and Matthew with me. Just I can imagine all three of us on the road trying to navigate different languages and whatnot. Although the UK, the Queen's English and other versions of it, we could easily do the UK. Beyond that, my Spanish is a CSC. I don't know about those two. And I don't think either one. You can speak French?
Oh, no, the Spanish, a little bit.
A little bit. Un poquito.
Yes, sí, yeah. Muy poquito.
Exactly. So Jack says he got a bulk bag of Tootsie Rolls at Costco, and he's gone through them now. Jack. Oh, kids cleaned him out, he says. Tootsie Rolls, you know, actually of all the candy you can eat, Tootsie Rolls are one of the better things, not if you eat hundreds of them, but they're one of the better things that you can actually eat. Oh, Tootsie Rolls are so good. Maybe we need to go visit Jack in Australia and then work our way around from there. All right, so if you want to chime in and be a part of the nonsense, you know you can. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. So, as I was talking about with TJ Mercer, the reality show, phenomenon and thinking to myself, it's interesting when she mentioned scandal, how much so much of some of the little things in it mirror what's actually happens in Washington. And in Washington, man, it has just gotten to the point where we don't even get over one scandal and we're smashing into another one. You know, we haven't finished with Benghazi. It's been over a year and we haven't finished there. Here's what's happening. CIA's security officers, or ones involved anyway, are going to testify on Benghazi. And these are people who responded when the compound was attacked. Remember how awful that was? The ambassador and three others lost their lives. I mean, just terrible when you read what happened to Ambassador Stevens. And I mean, there's a lot of other things that aren't on the record, rumors and other things that I've heard of just how horrific it was, and what they actually went through and some of the things that we're learning and some of the things that are not made public. But this is the deal. So you've got these security people who were the people that responded back on September 11th in 2012, and they're meeting behind closed doors. That's going to happen the week of November 11th. Congress has been trying to get access to those officers and CIA agents, but they couldn't get them. They were just pounding on the CIA, really leaning on them. And they're saying there's about two dozen operatives on the ground on that night, but only one testified. So finally, they were able to get a little bit further. Mike Rogers, who's the House Intelligence Committee chair, I think he was just pushing so much that they finally, something had to give, and they finally decided that that was going to happen. So they're going to have several committee hearings, and they're going to talk about what comes out of the investigation, and they don't want the information that the people in Congress are saying, your representatives, that they don't want the information that's filtered like they get in the briefings or in the documents, which is, you know, sort of the cheat version, if you will. And it's like you used to get those cliff notes. You didn't read the book and you had a book report, so you got cliff notes, the yellow things with the black stripes through it. So it's like that. Sometimes the briefings are short and just summarizes what's going on. But they want more than that. They want to hear the answers straight from the people, you know, who were there. What was the CIA doing in Libya, they're saying? They want to know what happened during the failed rescue attempt is another big question that'll be asked. And why, if they were armed and ready to go within minutes of the attack, why were they held off until they just defied the orders and did a rescue on their own? Why did that happen? And then the other question, and this seems to be the question of the day on half of the scandals that we're talking about, is did the administration know immediately that this was a planned terrorist attack? And if they did, why did they try to claim that it was a response to that demonstration in Cairo over a movie that offended the Muslims? Remember that, the Prophet Muhammad short film? So that's just never going away. I mean, the Republicans will never let that question die. But it comes back to the same thing. When do they know? When do they know? When do they know? It always, always is about when did they know? And what is really the truth here? It's like the website, healthcare.gov. What's really missing from the story? When did they know that people were going to get notices and their insurance was going to be canceled and they were going to have to shop around and get other insurance? And, you know, we could look at this question as like the IRS. When did they decide that they were going to deny the people who applied under patriot names like Tea Party something or other, that they weren't going to get that tax-exempt status? They were just going to push it off to the side. So it's the when question, and it's somebody stepping up and answering it. So bravo that the Benghazi thing hasn't died. I think that the CIA should be questioned about it. Why the waiting, then all of a sudden doing it? Because they're chomping at the bit, realizing that they were wasting time and had to get over there as fast as possible, and they blew it. They blew it because their orders were not to do it, were not to go over? And if they had, could they have saved maybe the ambassador himself and who knows, or somebody else? Because there were certainly people that were there on the ground. There were Navy SEALs. There were former Army Special Forces, former Marines, and they were supposed to guard the CIA agents that were already there. So what happened? I mean, it's a fair question. You see the pictures of that compound, and you know the hell that they went through. I mean, this was a massacre. This was a slaughter. Flat out planned, without a doubt. Flat out planned. So this is another crinkle in what's coming up. You got Kathleen Sebelius again. She's going to testify more on healthcare.gov, the rollout of Obamacare, all of that. You have the thing on Benghazi, which I think is a huge story, with the security officers having to testify. What are they going to say? And what are they saying behind closed doors? And, you know, are we going to get a lot of, eventually we'll get some of it, but what are we going to find out about that horrific night? What are the things that are missing that we haven't, the pieces of the story that we haven't heard that we want to know? And by the way, if you were logging on to healthcare.gov right this second as I am speaking, because we're always keeping up with the website, right now you can get on. There was a networking problem that crashed the site on Tuesday night. It blocked the people from logging in and submitting applications once again for the health insurance exchanges. And for the 14 states and the District of Columbia, they have their own sites, as you know. That service was restored on Wednesday morning. And then 36 states whose exchanges are run by the federal government, they didn't get service until Thursday morning. They didn't get it till Thursday morning. So now we're learning more than we probably wanted to learn about the companies and the people behind this portal to healthcare for America, for people who have questions, for people who are wanting to sign up because they don't want to be fined. And the hub, actually, is maintained by Terramark, which is a subsidiary of Verizon, and they provide the technology behind the site. So they say they feel confident that they have resolved their issue with the networking part. They were able to do that. Because remember, there was an outage on Sunday, so then there was an outage that stretched to Wednesday or even into Thursday for some people, and you got Kathleen Sebelius being grilled by members of a House committee while all this is happening with healthcare.gov. But since it was rolled out on October 1st, the biggest blunder of all is the simplest thing. People can't register or apply for coverage. That's happened on and off where they haven't been able to do it. Now they're saying by the end of November, they're saying that the vast majority of users will be able to review their options, shop for plans, enroll in coverage without problems, the problems they've been experiencing. Don't you love, they keep moving the date. First it was beginning of November, now it's the end of November. Who knows? There might not be any fines next year by the time it's all said and done, because not enough people will be able to get through and actually sign up for health care coverage. All right, coming up on the flip side, we can count. Stay with us.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Familiar theme of The Exorcist. Remember that? Yep. It's still to me creepy. Linda Blair's head spinning all the way around. You know, there are some slasher trasher kind of movies when it comes to the horror genre, and then there are some that are well written and they're pretty scary. But it's not the, you know, it's like Halloween number one was good. Halloween number 3, 4, and whatever it went up to wasn't as good. I think with horror, as you get deeper into it, it starts to get too long in the tooth, and it's not scary anymore, and they're doing some of the same things, you know, over and over again. It's like The Cabin in the Woods. The Cabin in the Woods, or the house at the left-hand side of the street with the guy that never comes out. It's the same theme over and over again. So it's the people that really know how to put it out there. Like Stephen King to me, because some of his stuff, especially his books, translates into suspense. I guess that's what it is I'm trying to say. Suspense rules. Suspense rules. All right, no more suspense when it comes to numbers. You know this. One of my favorite segments to kick around here in America Tonight is We Can Count. Let's roll it.
Thank you.
like I said, this is a big one, a big story, too, that now is starting to get some traction across the country. How about this? A federal appeals court issued a ruling Thursday reinstating most of Texas's controversial new abortion restrictions. This was 3 days after a federal judge ruled they were unconstitutional. So a panel of judges at the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans said the law that required doctors to have admitting privileges at a nearby hospital can take effect while a lawsuit challenging the restrictions moves forward. The panel's decision means at least 12 clinics won't be able to perform the procedure starting as soon as Friday. In its 20-page ruling, this is how the court handed it down, it acknowledged that the provisions may increase the cost of accessing an abortion provider and decrease the number of physicians available to perform abortions. Remember, the panel said that the U.S. Supreme Court has held that having the incidental effect of making it more difficult or more expensive to procure an abortion cannot be enough to invalidate a law that serves a valid purpose, one not designed to strike at the right itself. It's like a parallel universe, actually, with this whole thing. Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott made an emergency appeal to the conservative Fifth Circuit, arguing that the law requiring doctors to have admitting privileges is constitutional use of the legislature's authority. And Abbott said in a statement, and of course he's running for governor, that this unanimous decision is a vindication of the deliberation by the Texas legislature to craft a law to protect the health and safety of Texas women. And the current governor, the Republican governor, Rick Perry, also spoke out on Thursday praising the ruling. So as I said, Friday, that's it. That'll have to be shut down while this whole lawsuit moves forward. And in the end, that may reverse things. But for now, it certainly changes what's happening at the clinics. And your big number is Fifth Circuit, baby. Fifth Circuit. How about that? Millions and millions of people have been affected by the food stamp program because of the cuts to the food stamp program, also starting on Friday. So another thing to look for and into the week, and I'm certain there will be a lot of people talking about this. 48 million Americans are going to have their food stamp benefits actually slashed when the recession era kind of kickstarter in the supplemental, the official name, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, expires. So the move to cut back benefits is the first wide scale, anyway, that we know of, change to the program that affects nearly every single person involved in it. So the 13.6% cut comes out to about $36 a month less for a family of four getting government assistance, or $420 a year. Since 2000, the costs for the plan have increased more than 358%. 358%. And enrollment, as you all know, in the food stamp benefits also rose during the 2007 to 2011 recession. You know, from that point moving forward. So now that's changed. And a lot of people are going to find that they're going to have to really stretch their money a little bit better, especially when you're talking bigger families, because it's tougher than somebody who's got a smaller family, obviously. The more people you have in the family, the more, you know, the more it becomes such a big, big issue. It's a surprising thing that happened in a lot of ways. I think it was a give back because of the idea that entitlements have to be cut. Some of the entitlements have to be cut. So this was a quick and dirty down, easy way to do it. But don't tell that to somebody who really needs those food stamps and they're struggling and can't find jobs and they're stringing jobs together. It's rough out there. Even though it's falsely reported, it's much rougher than one would think. Much rougher. How about this story? Always when you fly, you hate to hear, you know, you kind of hate to hear these stories, although a little dose of reality is probably good because you'll pay attention to the security measures the next time you find yourself on a plane and the ride gets a little bumpy and something seems a little off. A Texas-bound flight had to make an emergency landing in Arizona, and the reason for that was it's a United Express plane. The reason it had to make that landing is because there was an onboard threat that was made against the plane. What happened is it was a flight from San Francisco to San Antonio. They had to land at Sky Harbor about 5:45, 43 passengers, two pilots, two flight attendants. They had to be taken off the plane. The more specifics of the threat, they don't know. They're investigating. They say the threat was made on the plane. I mean, we know that the threat was made on the plane. And a bomb squad was brought on, too. And they were searching luggage while passengers had to be in a waiting area. No other flights were affected. And they didn't say whether anyone was in custody. So they got a bomb threat, I would think, or explosives or whatever. Boy, that would be a scary thing, wouldn't it? An onboard threat. What do you do with that? Hey, ring the bell. Excuse me, but I have to inform you that the flight attendant, I have to inform you that there's a bomb underneath this plane or some other horrific thing that might have been said, that this might have played out that way, but I think it would be unbelievably scary to be flying and hear something similar to that and then try to figure out what do you need to do? What do we need to do? How do we make this right? Whew. Scary. Talking somebody off of a ledge. A very big, big ledge. All right. Just a few numbers for that version of America tonight. Hope you enjoyed this hour of ATN.
That time of year again, and you know what that means, cold and flu season. But don't worry, HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.